Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Philly is Funny with Bennett and Boss.
I think we're official. We're on the Radio.com app now, which is very exciting stuff. Laura, we did it.
We did it.
We got Mike Tyson calling into the podcast this episode.
I honestly can't believe it.
Iron Mike Tyson. It's ridiculous. This is like off the bucket list.
This is like Christmas for me.
Yeah. So we're checking that off the list. Another bucket list item is we have Matt Battle in the studio.
Welcome.
Hi. Wow, I'm following Tyson?
You're following Tyson.
I'm up there with Tyson. Okay.
Yeah, this is exciting. So the bit we did for episode one, which no one has listened to, is what's bothering Battle. Because
I'm happy to contribute.
Yeah. No, Battle's been a good friend of mine for a few years now, right? Five years? Yeah, sure. And one of the greatest things about Battle is that he can take any type of situation or encounter and you will vent about it. You have a nice perspective and you can find things about life to complain about. And by the end of your rant, I agree with you. You make total sense. Like, what was your rant in episode one? It was about sinks.
Sinks.
Yeah.
Sinks. I think I saw a bunch of sinks where I was at places. My hands kept hitting the bottom of these stupid, angled sinks. I don't know why we screwed this up. And I think I sent you a few of them. Yeah. You didn't respond because you're terrible with the phone.
My friend actually heard that. She was listening in Baltimore. And she was like, oh, my God, the guy talking about the sinks, I fully agree. So there you go.
Don't get me started on Baltimore. But, yeah, sinks are the least of Baltimore's issues. All right.
So, kind of tease, because we're gonna get to your shit after Tyson.
All right.
But tell us what do we have in store for what's bothering
you?
Give us a hint of what is bothering you.
By the way, I thought I was gonna come in here, pop the mic off, and just start ranting for like 2 minutes and leave. So far, I've been in the studio for like 15 minutes. We've done nothing but these little back and forths. Now I'm getting wrangled into being part of the show.
I thought you wanted to hang out.
Well,
yeah.
They're doing construction on my studio down the hall at our WIP, so I have nothing else to do. So, sure. Shoot.
Good.
Go ahead.
Good. All right. Well,
what are we doing?
Before we get to whatever segment that you're going to talk about, Laura has the Philly Five. So, these are five topics, whether it's local or national. I have no idea what she's about to say. Obviously.
Ooh, crap. We should have exchanged notes beforehand. Yeah. I hope we don't rant about the same things.
So, right. So, I have no idea what she's about to say. Neither do you, obviously. So, Laura, what is happening in the world?
All right. We're keeping it local for our first one. So, I don't know if you saw this, but McGillin's in Old City is saying that they'll pay $100 to the first 5 women who propose marriage on Leap Day this Saturday.
I've heard about this. It's like a Sadie Hawkins thing, right?
Yeah. So, it goes back to, it's like an old Irish folklore that February 29th is the only day that women can propose to their partner. So my question to you, gentlemen, is would you want to be proposed to by your partner, or would you just be like, nah?
Do we have to wear the ring?
Yeah.
Does she buy a ring? Like a diamond ring? Like you?
These are valid questions.
Yeah. Well, you're already engaged. I don't know if this is a fair question.
Yeah, I'm engaged, but like, wait, so I would wear a male engagement ring?
So like, imagine, you know, you guys weren't engaged yet.
Sure.
You've been dating.
Okay.
And Kalina proposes to you instead of you getting to propose to her.
I wouldn't mind.
It's like a Sadie Hawkins. Like I said, a Sadie Hawkins dance.
Yeah.
The girl asked the guy. Nobody ever asked me. That's fine. I wouldn't say it takes the pressure off of you. Like, the guy has to do everything, right? If we want to be on equal footing, equal pay, Laura wants to make as much as me. No. you guys could get down on one knee and drop five G's on a f-ing ring too.
Yeah.
Can I swear on the show?
Yeah,
sorry.
Sure. I totally agree.
Would it kill you to do that once every 4 years?
Yeah.
When's a leap year? Once every 4 years?
Once every 4 years.
Yeah.
I don't mind that whatsoever. I don't feel less masculine. I don't feel like less of a guy, right?
See, I told my boyfriend Jay about this when the story came out, and I was like, yeah, so, you know, ha, ha, ha. And he was like, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. Like, genuinely was like, no.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I would say he's probably the aberration, right?
Like,
most guys have been, yeah, sure. Takes
take
that
the pressure off,
my plate.
Because
yeah.
you got to figure out the ring, like what design that she likes. You, because I have no idea what I'm talking about in
ring
terms
size.
Of a diamond ring. Ring size.
What is that?
And then obviously, you know, affording a ring, because, you know, diamond rings are really expensive. I think $5,000 is like on the cheap end, would you say?
Oh, I don't know.
I think so.
Sounds like a lot of money to me.
It is a lot of money, but I think that's like the floor when it comes to a diamond engagement ring. Yeah. So if she wants to take
that.
Laura? What's that?
Are you engaged?
I am not.
Oh, okay.
So that's.
But
was,
will
that
you
was
propose? Are you, even though he's not about it, would you propose to him?
No.
No?
Well, because
you already
because I want the ring.
You already kicked the tires. He said no, so that gets you out of it.
Case closed.
Yeah.
Case closed.
Can't
Moving
fool
on.
This guy.
All right, but still $100 to the bar. Not bad.
Wait. So yeah. So she could propose to me, and then we'd also get like free chicken fingers and jalapeno poppers.
So
yeah.
Kind of worth it.
Yeah.
I even told Jay that. I'm like, come on.
Two birds.
Come on. Get some mozzarella sticks out of the deal.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Ooh, this one was really weird, guys. So a woman in Pittsburgh has become the first documented case in a living person of an unusual medical condition where alcohol naturally brews in the bladder. Like, this
is she
a real
constantly
story.
Drunk?
I don't.
Or she don't, like, she's a brewery. She's right. Like, her, we can drink her pee and get hammered.
Technically, it seems like. The article is saying that it's from the fermentation of yeast, so like that's pretty gross.
Jesus, Laura, where?
This is at
where are you
sciencealert.com.
Never mind, I don't want to drink her pee anymore.
Yeah, did you search this on the work computer?
No, thank God.
Jesus.
By the way, I just thought of something. I was all for drinking this woman's urine to get drunk, but
it,
as soon as the word yeast was introduced,
oh, nope.
I'm like, no, that's gross.
Nope.
I'm out.
Yeah, yeast is found in regular beer, but I guess not a female.
She's trying to
not
yuck your
when
yum.
It's like that kind of yeast.
Yeah, that's tough. Yes, it's apparently called bladder fermentation syndrome or urinary auto brewery syndrome. These are real
and
things.
And how many people suffer? How many people have this condition?
She is apparently the first known case. And she's right in Pittsburgh.
She's drivable.
Like,
six-hour drive.
Yeah.
Wow. So what is she doing with her life? Like, is she using this as a...
Oh, she's got to go on, like, Dr. Phil.
You
right?
have to. You have to.
Cash in, get the $200 appearance.
Right.
Absolutely capitalizing on this.
Get on Ellen. Okay, what else is happening?
All right, a little lighthearted story. So, Miley Cyrus approves of Ariana Grande's karaoke rendition of Party in the USA.
This
apparently.
Is right up
I
was
going to
say, this is out of my wheelhouse.
Really, this is in his wheelhouse. He's loving this.
Really saving this pop culture stuff for you. So, yeah, which leads me to wonder, Matt Battle, what are you singing on a karaoke night?
I don't sing at karaoke nights.
No?
You know this.
We went to karaoke before for your birthday,
that's right.
Right?
You did not. You did not sing.
I am
did
all
you?
For making a complete boob of myself.
Right.
But singing publicly, in a mocking sense, is not one that I enjoy.
We have that.
I don't even like watching
voice.
Other people. I like. Well, I used to sing, and I sometimes still do. But if I'm doing it,
what?
I want to do it well. I don't want to be like. Like, you know, and
You genuinely like to sing?
In my car.
Really?
Can't do it on the quiet train now.
The Slipknot?
You're
a metal guy.
Scream, but you gotta, but I can't really scream unless I'm like yelling about something at work. And even then, I'm in a soundproof studio.
Yeah.
So only people can see me destroying the chair. They can't hear me screaming and
this
destroying the chair.
This is a fun little nugget. I mean, he's in my wedding. I didn't know that you like to sing. That's
so
awesome.
So you can, like, did you grow up legit singing?
I was like, in choir like a loser.
Choir? No. Yes.
I was a soprano.
Wow.
I could sing really high.
Wow.
Anyway, I don't
That's
sing karaoke.
That's amazing. God, we have to hear this.
No.
Please. All right, well.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. No, I don't like
he's
to do
that.
He's
in your wedding.
I don't even like.
So you consider your singing an art form, and you will not water
nah,
it down.
That far.
You will not water it down. You won't dumb down your product in some divey karaoke bar. Is that what you're saying? You're saying that if you're going to sing, you're going to sing for real. You're not going to do it as a joke, drunkenly. Is that what you're telling
me
right now?
I equate it to any sort of weird YouTube comedy bit of Darth Vader being like a, you know, the cashier at Trader Joe's is not funny to me because I like Darth Vader to be this dark, menacing character.
Right.
So I don't like
stay
to mix
on brand.
The two. Yeah. I don't like to mix it too. So if I want to see some jackass singing Third Eye Blind at a karaoke bar,
I let somebody else
do that.
I got really into it too because at that point of the night, like when I finally got the courage, I was pretty drunk. And I was going through a weird time in my life at that point. So Laura's like, oh, I remember that. Yeah. Semi-Charmed Life, Third Eye Blind. That's my go-to song.
Really
what was yours?
Mine is Run DMC. It's Tricky.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I can't actually sing. So that one's like kind of a rap, but like I can do it.
Do you like dance to it as well?
Oh, yeah. Like it's a hit.
That's a sight.
I enjoy karaoke.
How white do you look when you do that? You look very white.
I look pretty white, but then people are like, what?
The people that are very into karaoke are very irritating to me. This is not my rant for the day, but it's annoying. Like, hey, you want to go out to the karaoke bar tonight? Like, no, absolutely not. I've seen people, when I was working in Providence and living there, there were people that would bring their own horns.
Yeah.
And like bongos, just to, and for karaoke. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What are you doing? They get up on the bar and start playing the sax and like, what are you?
Yeah, why so much effort? Why
nobody's
yeah.
impressed.
Right, everyone's drunk anyway.
Yeah.
Who cares? What was the bar we went to? Happy birthday, Chris.
Oh my God,
what was the bar? Happy birthday,
Ross. Happy birthday, Ray's.
Bar.
Ray's.
Yeah, everyone's smoking inside like it's 1975.
That was brutal.
Yeah.
That part was brutal. Not gonna lie.
Not
Philadelphia
good.
Landmark.
It's not good for your vocal cords either.
Yeah. No, yeah. I never knew that you took singing this seriously. This is a...
Me singing, I would say I take seriously. Not seriously, but I, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to, I'm not an opera singer.
Do you sometimes feel like you missed your calling?
Well, the beauty of that is you could just do it at any time.
Have you ever thought about releasing your work on...
It's not like I aged out, like the Navy or something like
right,
that.
Right. Well, have you ever thought about releasing your work on like a SoundCloud
no.
or like a YouTube?
Absolutely not.
How other artists...
I can't even get a fish on the line for my voiceover work. I'm not going to worry about singing Kenny G. Well, Kenny G doesn't sing, but...
So I don't know if you guys saw this, but the Jersey Shore Bar,
oh,
Karma,
Jesus.
And Bamboo, they went bankrupt.
Ah.
They're up for auction.
Damn it.
So
they sound like horrible places.
Damn it.
They were.
Yeah.
I'm from New Jersey.
I've been
and
there.
I love
I've been
Jersey Shore,
to that bar
yeah.
you're talking about.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure. That's in Seaside, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Is that where the Macaroni Rascals was shot?
Macaroni
what was
Rascals
that show.
Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Macaroni Rascals.
Yeah.
Was that like a working title that I about?
Jerks. Yo, bro. That sounds like Karma. Sounds like a place they would go. Any
yes.
bar named Karma in any city, you know, immediately it's like, oh god, no,
oh
I don't
yeah,
go there. It's gonna be filled with
trash.
Demons. Yeah.
So the bar shut down. What? Because
they ran out of money.
Ran out of money.
And then I did
the allure is off. Like no one's going there anymore because they want to sit in the same seat as JWoww.
Yeah, finally I
Got
guess
it.
It's off. I don't know. But
wow.
The mob stopped.
Yeah.
Funding that place.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess they were hoping that like people from the Jersey Shore, or, you know, the Rascals would pay for the bar.
Wow.
And they're not gonna. So
interesting.
Well, I doubt a lot of them have money.
They actually did quite well for themselves. Battle, I will go to battle.
I think
this.
We had like a discussion like off mic, like yeah. Laura and I was like, yeah, they're a bunch of trash. And they were like, and she was like, well, the situation makes a good living.
Wasn't
and,
he in jail?
Oh, no,
yeah,
no,
he was.
Yeah,
what was the other one? Oh, the DJ.
Paulie D is crushing it. Snooki.
Well, he gets paid to, he actually is, I mean, you want to call this talent.
Yeah.
Right. He gets paid for a skill.
Right.
The rest of them do not have that ability.
Yeah, but I will say Snooki for being like portrayed as the dumbest one.
Yeah,
there. She capitalized on her dumbness and like has this whole business, like multiple businesses. Like, girl, sitting pretty.
Good for her.
What's her business? Giving out stupid advice?
No, she sells dumb stuff. Like, she literally sells slippers or like anything that like clothing. I don't get it, but she's doing good.
Snooki Snuggles? Yeah. What's the name of the brand?
Snooki Slippers, maybe. Yeah. I'll Google it.
I
remember my date with Snooki back when I was 15. No, I was 16.
Wow.
No.
I was 16 years old when I went out on a date with Snooki.
What year was it?
Or are you serious?
What state?
You know this.
I did not know this? This is a fun fact, Bennett.
Okay, so I grew up in Beacon. She grew up in Poughkeepsie. We had the same summer job at the Hudson Valley Renegades, which is a single-A minor league baseball team. And I was a beer vendor, and she was a cashier. She had to step on, like, boxes to reach the level of the cashier. Like, she's so tiny. And we decided to go on a date. I think we went to Pizza Hut.
So this is before she was on the show.
Correct.
This was, okay. What's her real name?
Nicole.
Uh-huh.
Nicole Pelosi.
Oh, where's
but her nickname was always Snooki, even before fame.
Oh,
it was always Snooki.
Okay.
It was like on MySpace, it was Nicole Snooki Pelosi.
Wow.
And so I've known her for years. And
did you pay for the tab at Pizza Hut?
I sure did. And then we went to go see the motion picture starring Cuba Gooding Jr. Radio. It was a double date, actually. I forget who the other two people were. But she
were
called her
famous?
Mom during the date.
Are they famous people?
Yeah, right.
No? Okay.
And she told me as she was leaving the date, that I should get a bar in my eyebrow, you know, like when that was popular.
Oh, God.
Like, yeah.
My girlfriend in college thought that was a good idea.
Yeah.
Wanted me to do that. I was like, absolutely.
That was
not.
Like a thing in what?
2000?
2000.
2000, yeah, something like that.
Early 2000s. She wanted me. She was like, you would look so hot with a bar in your eyebrow. I'm like, all right. So, yeah, that's my Snooki story. But Pizza Hut was not at
How
her.
Old were you, 16? I guess you think that's a nice restaurant.
I think I was like 16.
No, wait a minute. When I was 16, I knew that was dog
Really?
Where did you go on your first date?
Olive Garden was actually my first date before that.
The OG.
The OG, because I knew how much the bill would be, because like you're on a budget when you're, you know, on your first date, at least I was. So I knew that if I got a water and not a soda, and if I got the breadsticks as my appetizer, that is like not a lot of money, right? It's included, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that's included. It's been a long time since I've been to the OG. So I knew like the bill would be like $30. Mm. Easy.
You could swing it.
So I could swing it. Mm-hmm. I knew exactly what I could do.
It's like $200 in 2020 money.
I know.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. So the OG, where did you go on your first day, Laura?
I'm trying to think. I think it had to be like middle school, so it definitely doesn't really count.
And were you asked out or did you ask out the guy?
I believe I was asked out and we just went to the movies.
The movies are still a horrible date.
Yeah. It really is.
The movies are something because you can't talk.
Yeah, right.
You don't do anything. You just sit there. You're not really paying attention to the movie because you're nervous.
Right.
And you're just kind of sitting there paralyzed for 2 hours. It's just a terrible day. You go to the movies if you've been with somebody for a long time.
Sure. Yeah.
And you don't go on a first date
or
second date.
I agree.
Or even the first 3 months.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
And I
you go when you have nothing left to talk about.
Good rule of thumb is you go to the movie theater after you have sex for the first time.
Why did you like wink at me when you said that?
I've just got, the air in here is very dry.
Have you had one of those experiences where you don't watch the movie, you just like make out in the back? Have you?
Yes.
Really? Really?
I'm not proud of
I never have. I always wanted to actually see the motion picture.
Every girl that I went to see the movie with at that point did not want to be there with me. So that was never.
She was forced against her will. Yeah.
Well, I didn't force her in there. Yeah. I was like, this guy.
Make me go see Star Wars.
Hey, hey, hey. Yeah.
I would like to clarify, I did not spend the whole movie making out, but there was the build up to like the end of the movie and like, you know, you were going to make out. And I can remember like, you know, we didn't have much to do. So like everyone would go to the movies and they would just be like waiting for it. Like your friends would be like, are you going to do it? And like pass it down the line. Like you're going to make out so and so.
Wait, so you made out in front of your friends too?
Yeah, it was weird.
Whoa, that's so weird.
Gross.
Wow.
And now
kids are wild.
I literally wouldn't even like kiss any. Like,
what was the movie? Schindler's List? What movie were you making out?
Oh,
remember?
God.
Was it a
Schindler's
drama?
List?
Schindler's List?
No. I have no idea.
Really?
I know my first movie that I saw without supervision, I think, was Love and Basketball. Remember that movie?
Is that Leo DiCaprio?
That's the Basketball Diaries.
No. Yeah.
You said that way too quick.
Back off.
Whoa.
Big Leo fan over here.
Whoa.
No, it was
Singer
like,
and a big Leo DiCaprio fan. All right.
Yeah.
Getting to know a battle a little bit. The first movie that my mom took me, the first R-rated movie, was Ben Stiller, Cameron Diaz.
Something About Mary.
Yes.
Something About Mary. And so she pulled me out of the theater, me and my brother. What year did that movie come out? Do you know that too?
late 90s, mid 90s?
It was questionable that I was there because my mom got a lot of looks in the audience at the movie theater. And like, we're definitely by far the youngest people. And then one of the opening scenes when he gets his balls in the zipper, my mom pulled me out. It's like, out of all scenes, like, that's the scene. Like, I have one of those. It's weird. You know what I mean? That's a weird thing.
That's happened to me.
Yeah, it's happened to me. Yeah. Like, I have.
No, really? That happened?
No, I'm saying that's what he would say.
Right, that's what I would say. Like, yeah. Like,
I've had a few close calls. But
right. I have had a few close calls.
Especially with a bathing suit. Yeah. That's when it happens. But
did we fill the Philly Five? No, we have one more.
Yeah, one more.
One more.
Ooh, one more.
What do we got?
That one took a detour, though. I enjoyed it.
I did enjoy that ride. Thank you.
All right. The last thing is Taylor Swift's new music video.
Oh, Battle's going to have a whole thing about this.
That's what I was hoping.
My girlfriend loves Taylor Swift, so I'm very familiar with some of her stuff.
Okay. All right.
Did you see her new music video yet? It just came out
yesterday. I actually didn't either, but I've been hearing a lot about it.
So
it's called The Man, right?
She turned into a man?
Yeah.
So I guess... Was it all actual footage? Like, did she really go incognito, or is it?
She did. So I will say, like, yesterday when everyone was talking about it, I was just like, I probably should have watched it. Like,
yeah,
work for a radio station. We play Taylor Swift, but I didn't watch it until I got home. And before I had seen it, I was like, oh god, this sounds like cringy. Like, honestly, I thought it was gonna be like, oh, this is not gonna go well for us.
Sure.
But it was pretty cool. Like, she looks like Jake Gyllenhaal. She fully goes under. Yeah, like, it was like, okay.
It's like, what? That would not happen if Bennett and I decided to go incognito as a female. I'd end up looking like Susan Boyle. I wouldn't end up looking like, J-Lo.
Yeah. I wouldn't make a good woman, I don't think. What do you think?
Well, you're halfway there already.
Oh, wow. That's so kind.
You're pretty enough as it is.
Yeah, well.
So what happened? So, is this like CGI stuff where she actually dressed up like a man?
Literally, like, they did like crazy makeup, like prosthetic face makeup and everything and the hair. And she actually directed it too.
Wow.
But like, it goes through all these situations that, you know, are like, oh, you know, a man on the subway, like, what is it? Man spreading. Yeah. So it's like, it is definitely a
dig. Kind of a tiresome topic.
Before I saw the video, I was like,
"You felt that way?
Oh God! Like, come on!" But I will say the video is actually pretty good.
It's done well,
and she actually—it's like every scene is kind of modeled after a Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
So, oh wow!
Like, she's on the yacht with like
Wolf of Wall Street,
all the biddies. Yeah,
wow!
Like a lot of Wolf of Wall Street. So it's like,
did Rose actually have room for him on this one?
She didn't do that movie.
Oh wow!
So it's. I thought it was pretty good.
I'll have to watch it.
I would like your take on it. But,
if it's done well, like, I can get behind it. But the topic itself is kind of exhausting.
Yeah.
Wait, I just remember this. This is so off topic. But Battle, did my brother text you about my bachelor party?
Yes.
Okay, so my bachelor party, I guess he's... Because I was in the same room as Nate, our coworker, who's also invited to the bachelor party. He's like, oh, well, your brother just texted me. I'm like, what? Really?
When's the wedding?
It's a secret.
April 24th.
April? Mm.
And preferably not like
my
a
March
week
is
or
all
two.
Booked already.
I need like a 2-week buffer before the wedding. Like, you know, like movie Hangover.
Oh,
there,
no.
Why? Who does that?
Why was
these movies
party?
Are always, we're going to be late for the wedding tomorrow morning. It's
who
like, does the bachelor party the night before the wedding.
Yeah, you're probably engaged for like over a year. You have this whole time to plan it. I don't get that.
I don't get it at all.
I mean,
I think that used to be tradition. It doesn't make much sense to me, though.
Not at all.
No. I don't
Give me
even...
like at least a few months or years to recover.
Right. Yeah. Because nowadays, if I go out for a few beers, I have a hangover for at least that day. If I go out drinking like a bachelor party, I'll be hungover the whole week. I get like the flu.
A few days.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
If you really go infection.
After it. Oh, awful.
Now, are you doing the rehearsal dinner the night before?
Yes.
I think that's dangerous. That would be dangerous for me. I know my best friend got married and like we did the rehearsal dinner and it was a show.
Yeah.
And then she was legit. Like I was like helping her out of bed to be like, you're a bride. Come on, you can do
slicing
it.
Slicing up cucumbers and sticking them on her eyes.
Like, it was real bad.
That happens often, though. Like, I feel like most people actually who are in the bridal party obviously get more drunk the night before. Every wedding I've been to, my sister's wedding, my brother's wedding, I was the drunkest the night before the wedding. I almost fought someone in the hotel lobby at my sister's wedding because they would, I was outside.
Was it your future brother-in-law?
What's that?
Was it your future brother-in-law?
No, it was my actual brother.
Oh.
My actual brother with a stranger. At the bar, at the hotel bar, it was after the dinner, and of course, us crazy Bennets, like, we were just drinking all night, and I was outside eating a slice of pizza randomly. I walked back into the hotel, and I don't know the backstory. I just see my brother face-to-face with this stranger, like, about to fight. That's all I need to see. I grab the guy by the collar, put him up against the wall. My mom is trying to break up the fight, which is hilarious. And we got, you know, shoved away. Everything was fine. We went to our separate rooms, whatever. But, like, that's what happens.
I look forward to meeting him.
Yeah, he's the one that
sounds
texted
like a
you.
Hoot.
He's the one that texted you.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm not sure exactly what happened before then, but that's all you need to see, you know? Mm. I was standing up for my brother. Okay. Come on. But I also had whiskey that night.
Ah, yeah. There it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how it all shakes loose. But was there a date that my brother sent forth?
No.
No, he just kind of...
No, he's like, hey, looking at... thinking about getting a bachelor party together. What do you think?
It's like, hey, who's on board?
Yeah.
Like, okay. All right, well, keep me posted because I did not
there's
get
no
a text.
Date.
Maybe it's just going to like...
Venue.
Pick you up.
Yeah.
Time.
Surprise.
Well,
activities, as long as it's not an escape room or something stupid like that, as long as it's just a bunch of guys getting drunk.
That's all I want.
My buddy was organizing somebody's bachelor party once. He's like, do you want to, what do you think of an escape room? I go, I think we're not a bachelorette party in Nashville. like, that sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah.
How about we get drunk, order a bunch of pizzas.
Yeah.
And hang out.
Right.
Bounce around, go bar hopping, you know?
Sounds good to me. Tell Matthew that.
It's not hard.
Because
yeah, I'll text him once.
My brother will
want
to go to the strip club.
You don't want to go to strip club? Or you do?
I don't care either way, but I know that he will want to.
Oh, he will. Okay.
He will.
Well,
yeah,
maybe we can meet halfway and do like a Hooters or something.
Yeah, we did that for his too. It was like a whole weekend. We did Hooters and the strip club.
Ah.
So I got to his bachelor party late because I was working. I was doing nights at the time. And it was in Atlantic City, some random strip club off the beaten path, which is, you know, A+.
Plus.
So I get there late. His entire group of friends are all wasted, right? So I get to the strip club sober, which is the worst case scenario. I see all of his buddies. I'm like, hey, where's Matthew? Where is he? I'm like, oh, then they're pointing to, like, the stage. My brother's on the stage. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
God.
And they're all wasted. So I go to the stage, and I see my brother laying down on the stage. I'm like, Jesus. And the stripper has his glasses. And she's taking his head and, like, putting it all over her body, like, around his chest, and then starts going down, like, her midriff, right? And this is the first visual I'm seeing of my brother. And she goes, do you like what you see? What do you like what you see, big boy? He goes, I don't know. You have my glasses. Oh, holy shit. Oh, my God. So that's the character that you're talking to via text right now.
Thumbs up.
I don't know. You have my glasses. I'm like, all right.
I look very much forward to it.
All right, Matt. It's time to...
Milhouse is planning your bachelor party. It's Philly is
Funny with Bennett and Boss. We got Iron Mike Tyson on the podcast today. How you doing, man?
I'm doing really good, man. How are you doing?
We're doing great.
Hey,
we heard
Mike Tyson.
That you just did your hot boxing podcast over there.
Absolutely.
How you feeling?
I feel better than I ever thought I would feel.
Wait, so who are you smoking with today on the podcast? We got to know.
No, I'm smoking with my daughter right now.
Oh, what? No, because you're supposed to call in like a little bit, and we're like, man, he must be having some fun over there.
Oh, I'm having a ball. You want to hear this, baby?
So, Mike, we are big fans of you, and I actually met my...
Thank you.
I actually met my boyfriend because of you, so thank you.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
He was wearing a shirt with your face on it, and I loved it because I love you, and I went up and hit on him, and now
oh,
it's
thank you, man.
3 years later.
There you go.
Oh, God, you have any children?
Not yet.
They have a dog,
oh,
though.
Oh, man, work on that one. Work on that.
Yeah, my dog is good for now.
You think your dog is good till you have children.
That's fair.
That's true. I can't smoke with my dog.
That's right.
We're big animal lovers, though. I got 8 turtles. I got 5 cats and a dog. I know you're an animal lover, too, though. How many pigeons do you got right now?
Well, I got probably 600. No, I have 400.
What?
No, really? 400?
Now, do they all have names?
No, you know, I got rid of around 600.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Damn, dude. Wait, so there's a viral video going on right now. Have you heard about it, like, on Twitter and stuff, when you met Chad Ochocinco?
What happened? I met him. He's a decent guy.
So it was, like, you and Chad Ochocinco, and I guess Chad had, like, a camera guy with him or whatever. Do you remember this?
No, not that.
So, like, I guess, like, you didn't realize that the camera guy was there and he was with Chad Ochocinco. But, like, is everyone, when they meet you, are they, like, kind of scared of you at first?
I don't know how anybody feels. I'm not a psychic. I'm not a medium or nothing.
No, because like even though we're doing this on the phone, I'm still kind of terrified. I mean, this is Iron Mike Tyson, man.
No, you're afraid of yourself. You're afraid of your perception of fear.
That's true. That's true. I feel like you're a good guy. I feel like you're a teddy bear. I mean, you have a whole new life now.
You don't know me. You don't know if I'm a good guy or not. You don't know your perception of that I'm a good guy.
I think that you are. You have this whole new life now. You got your incredible cannabis business, Tyson Ranch. Tell me about that.
Tyson Ranch is the state of the art marijuana cannabis resort, and it's well living, so to speak. And you can go there. We have a university where we can discuss about extracting the CBD from the plant and the DVD and all that stuff. It's really state-of-the-art stuff and stuff more sophisticated than I can articulate to you.
You have this, you know, this tour. You're doing like the one-man show that we'll talk about. You're coming to Borgata here in Atlantic City. We're really excited about that. Your second time coming and doing that. And you got your cannabis business. You got your podcast, which, by the way, Hotboxing is like the best name ever.
Best name.
Thank you so kind.
Yeah, we're big fans of the podcast. But is there ever a moment in your life where you just want to like hit someone again? You know what I mean?
No. Those things are over. But I know I'm capable of doing it though.
You're so
good. But those things are over.
I just figure you probably like watch TV. You're like, man, that guy deserves a punch. That guy needs to go down. But I guess not. I guess you moved on.
Because listen, check it out. If he makes me mad, then he's my master.
Okay.
That's a good way to look at it.
That is a good way to look at it.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not addicted to chaos anymore. Everybody wants to confront somebody, but don't want to deal with the repercussion after confronting somebody.
The juice ain't worth the squeeze, Mike Tyson.
So to speak.
So let's talk about this one man show, Undisputed Truth, man. This is your second time coming around here.
Yeah.
To Atlantic City.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So, Mike, I watched Undisputed Truth, the original one that, I guess, Spike Lee filmed, and it was awesome. And I did like seeing a side of you that was obviously, like, you know, opening up, and I think that's where we're getting this, Mike Tyson, maybe he's a teddy bear. So I really appreciated that, and I wanted to share that with you. And I guess I just want to know what stories will you be sharing this time around? Because you shared a lot with.
Well, listen, it's going to be totally different than our first show. This is going to be explosive, and it's going to be basically about the good stuff, not about how I had a hard life and I was a tough kid and my times were hard and I didn't have no money and I lived in the slums. This is going to be exciting, fun stuff where people are going to just be like so rich and as happy as they came.
That's exciting, man. So this is March 6th at the Borgata. Are you a gambling man? Are you going to do like hit the tables afterwards?
I gamble with life. I don't gamble with money.
That's true. That's true. I'm a sore loser too. I don't like losing on the tables, man.
No, get money. Money is just not a big reward if I win.
I'm curious though. When you do this hot boxing podcast, who's your favorite person ever to smoke with? Besides your daughter.
Yeah. Listen, I don't know. Who did I smoke with before? I forgot the guy. He's from England, but he had a show here before. God, he's a big personality, too. But he smoked with me. I know Tony Robbins didn't smoke with me. But I had so many people. Snoop smoked with me.
Yeah, did you smoke with, like, Jimmy Kimmel?
Excuse me?
Jimmy Kimmel you smoked with, right, on the Hot Box podcast.
Yeah, Jimmy smoked. Did Jimmy smoke? I think he took a hit. I'm not sure. I was trying to get Dr. Kirk Smart. What was the guy's name?
William
Shatner. Yeah, I was trying to get him.
Oh my God, that's great! What a visual.
He's a beautiful person. William Shatner is just beautiful, sharp, smart. I'm telling you.
Who's your dream guest outside of William Shatner to be on the Hot Box?
Ooh, I don't know. Donald Trump.
Really?
Maybe I'm going to DC. I'm going to the lawn and with my hot box and I'm just interview some of the people and get their opinion. Then I go to the White House and hopefully Mr. President want to talk to me.
I think Donald Trump needs a hot box a little bit.
Yeah, I think he's awesome.
So, Mike, you're doing obviously so much and you've accomplished so much. What's next? What are some big goals for you? What kind of crazy things do you want to do?
I just want to live life and prepared to meet God in a particular time in my life.
Before we let you go, this is a radio station here in Philadelphia. We play like top 40 music. I'm kind of curious, what is Mike Tyson listening to these days?
It varies. I might be listening to Phyllis Hyman. I might listen to these guys from down south rapping. Watch the Left Hook, Goody Mob, and those guys. It varies.
It depends on the mood.
Yeah, that's who we are. We're not the same person, perpetual the same person.
That's true. Like if I'm working out, I'm listening to Eminem. If I'm like chilling out, I listen to Frank Ocean.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Well, Mike, it's so good to talk to you a little bit. Anything else you want to tell the city of Philadelphia before we let you go?
The city of Philadelphia is a beautiful place. I fought in Philadelphia before. And I have the great deal of respect for the residents of Philadelphia.
We're definitely going to come to the show. It's March 6th, your one-man show, backed by popular demand, Undisputed Truth at the Borgata. Grab your tickets. You do not want to miss Mike Tyson. And we appreciate you spending some time with us on the podcast, man.
Hey, love, brother.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, have a good day, man. All right, love.
It's Philly is Funny with Bennett and Boss.